We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jamie and Stoney, Jamie Samuelson and Mike Stone here on 97.1 The Ticket. Michael David Smith covers the NFL for Pro Football Talk. He posted at 4:25 Eastern Time this morning, Stoney. So he's more of an early bird than us.
I know. I saw he was on Twitter, so I tried to get in touch with him. I said, you know what? You're up early. Come join us. What's up, Michael David?
Hey, guys. You are absolutely right. I'm not waking up early. Special for you. I'm an early riser every day, so I like getting on morning shows with guys like you.
Well, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much, Michael. It's obviously a very strange time around the NFL and around sports and around the world, as you well know, as well as anybody. I'm wondering, the NFL obviously has continued to do business. Stoney and I have no real problem with this. I mean, it's not like they're playing the games. They're not putting anybody in any sort of jeopardy. Was it difficult for the league to continue to do this, or did this make sense for them to do, even though there was a little bit of backlash towards quote-unquote business as usual?
Well, there definitely was opposition within the league. I know for sure that there were general managers who were opposed to the idea, who didn't want to start the league year on time, who wanted to delay it, who said, you know, we need players coming in to visit us. We need to be able to fly them all over the country for physical exams and that kind of thing. But the league really held strong, and I don't necessarily know that there was any reason that the league shouldn't have started on schedule. I mean, if you look at what the free agency consists of, it just doesn't do anything that puts large groups of people in the same room, which would be the concern. So I think the league obviously did the right thing by canceling the public portion of the draft. But aside from that, everything else that goes on with the NFL this time of year goes on in conference rooms and can just as easily be done from a general manager's home office, from an agent's home office. I don't think that the NFL really did anything wrong by starting the league year when it did, even though I do know that there were some within the league who didn't want to do it this way.
I know Pro Football Talk posted something yesterday about they're actually talking about possibly doing a season worst-case scenario in the middle of nowhere where players will be sequestered all season, they'll build fields and all that. That to me just seems so ridiculous.
Well, I think the issue is it is so hard for us to predict.
Right.
What's going to be going on 5-6 months from now when the NFL regular season is scheduled to begin. And I would go back to the NCAA tournament. If you guys remember, one day they announced we're having the tournament in empty arenas, and then it was less than 24 hours later that they announced, no, actually, we're just not having the tournament at all. And so I think we're finding that things change so quickly in this environment we're in that I don't think anybody could realistically say we have any idea what's going to be happening in early September when the regular season starts. But my own opinion is if our country is really in such a bad situation that the only way we could have football would be to sequester all 32 teams in one massive environment where they're all playing in the same place and no one is coming in or out, or if we're really in that position, I just don't think we could have football at that point.
We're talking to Michael David Smith at Pro Football Talk here on 97.1 The Ticket. Michael, we're obviously coming to you from Detroit, home of the Lions, 3-12-1 last year. and arguably their best player, Darius Slay, now playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. They did make moves in the offseason, as you know, or in the free agent, the first part of the free agent period, involving some former Patriots who came to play for Matt Patricia. Where do you think this team is right now heading into the draft where they do currently hold the third overall pick?
Well, I don't think they're where they should be in year five of Bob Quinn and year three of Matt Patricia. I think they should have made more progress toward building the kind of team they wanted. And you mentioned Darius Slay, and I would use that as the example. If you look at last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars were able to get two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick when they traded Jalen Ramsey. Now this year, the Lions are in a position where they're getting a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick for trading Darius Slay. And I just think that shows there was a flawed process somewhere along the way with the Lions and Darius Slay. Either they should have realized earlier on that this is not a good fit. Matt Patricia and Darius Slay don't fit well together. We need to move on from him. And they should have done so at a time when they could have gotten more than a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick for him, or they should have just found a way to make it work. They should have said, okay, listen, sometimes coaches and players don't see eye to eye. Sometimes they butt heads. But on Sundays, they got to put that aside and win on the field. So I look at that move in particular, and then just kind of the general sense I have for how they're building the Lions. And to me, they're just not where they should be this far in. There shouldn't be, it should have either been with Darius Slay and with some of the other moves that they've made, they should have either known all along that it wasn't going to work out and kind of traded when the price was high, or they should have found a way to make it work out and kept Darius Slay on the roster for 2020. And I look up and down the roster, I look at the Lions, and I just say, I just don't see the kind of progress you would expect to see at this point in a roster-building process.
Yeah, they probably they could have gotten at least a second for him at the deadline, and they wanted a first, and that's why they didn't make the trade. All right, we have the draft coming up. As you know, they have the third pick. I would love them to say, you know what, take Tua, let him sit for a year, and then see what happens, because I still think health, you know, I think he's going to be a great quarterback. Who knows what they're thinking? What would you do if you had the third pick?
Well, I'm with you, and I look at it like this. The team that I think has made the best decision that any team has made in recent years at the quarterback position was the Chiefs, when they said, we've got a quarterback we like in Alex Smith, but there's a quarterback in the draft, Patrick Mahomes, who we think has the potential to be even better. Let's take Mahomes, give him a full year to develop, keep Alex Smith, and then, hey, we want Alex Smith to play well because we can trade him and get something for him, but we know Mahomes is our future. And I think that's the move the Lions ought to make. They ought to draft Tua, tell Tua, hey, this year your job is to learn. Tell Matthew Stafford, hey, we want you to succeed. We want you to take us to the playoffs, just like Alex Smith took the Chiefs to the playoffs in his list last year in Kansas City. But also acknowledge that when you draft a quarterback third overall, he's your future. So I think the Lions could make a great move if they did that. But the main reason I don't see them doing that is what we heard at the end of the season from ownership, which is we're expecting them to be playing, you know, competing for the playoffs late next season. And I just don't think when you've been given that kind of win or else mandate for your ownership, I don't think you can use the third overall pick on a quarterback you're planning to just stay on the sideline all year. I think they're going to want to use the third overall pick on someone who they think will step in, start day one, start 16 games, and help them win in 2020. So I personally think that the best move for the long-term franchise health of the Lions is draft Tua Tagovailoa, but it's not what I see them doing.
I think, Stoney, I agree with exactly what you just said. I think we want to see it happen, and if we don't see them actually doing it. Along the lines of Tua, we were talking about this last week. The current scenario that we're living under doesn't allow for Tua to have a pro day, doesn't allow for the visits and things like that. Does that hurt in some way, shape, or form his value and therefore the Lions trade value there at three? Because if they don't take him, I think Lions fans are maybe hoping that they can find a way to get either LA, the Chargers, or the Dolphins to trade up to that three spot. But not knowing exactly how healthy he is and not being able to kind of put your hands on him and watch him throw those passes like he was doing last week on video, do you think that hurts his trade value in any way, shape, or form?
I think it could. I think he might be the player in this entire draft class who may be the most hurt by the way this global pandemic has shut down travel, because he's a guy that I think a lot of teams were hoping we can bring him into our facility, see him with our own eyes, with our medical team there. They were hoping to see more, and they can't do that now. It's the rules of the system now is that Tua can't go to any team's facility, and he can put things on tape, he can work out and put it on video, but I just don't think NFL teams view that the same way. So I think for Tua, it's unfortunate if he feels like, hey, I'm doing great, I would put on a great show if I could get in front of these coaches. I think it's unfortunate for him, and then obviously that means it's also unfortunate for any team that is hoping to trade down to a team that wants to move up for Tua, and unfortunately for the Lions, they are the team that is most likely mentioned in those scenarios as the team that could get some extra draft picks from some other team that wants to move up for him. So, yeah, it's an unfortunate year, I think, first and foremost for Tua Tagovailoa that he's in this position, but then secondly to any team that was hoping to trade down. And I think some people think it might be Washington at two, but I think the most likely place that a team would move up for is in fact Detroit at three. And so I think that, yeah, it's unfortunate for the Lions that there might be less of a market for Tua.
Final thing, if they keep the pick and don't take Tua, who would you select? Okuda? Because that's really, as good as he is, three is really high for a cornerback.
Yeah, I think it's Okuda, but then, you know, I feel bad for the young man if they draft a cornerback right after trading Darius Slay. And, you know, you can almost, like, envision week one, Darius Slay has a big interception for the Eagles, and Jeff Okuda in his very first game as a pro gives up a big play, and immediately people are jumping on Jeff Okuda, which isn't fair to him. But it you mentioned that corner – three is pretty high to draft any corner, and for a team that just traded away a good corner, it's putting him in a tough position, I'll say that. But he's the guy who I would pencil in right now. If you ask me to put together a mock draft right now, and you're assuming the Lions aren't trading down, I would put him, Jeff Okuda, at number three to the Lions.
Michael David Smith covers the NFL for Pro Football Talk. You can read his stuff all day, every day, at that great website. Michael, thanks so much for the time this morning. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks a lot. Michael David Smith from Pro Football Talk joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.